Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
You have year-end goals. Constant Contact has what it takes to help you meet them faster. Sell more, raise more, and build real relationships with your audience with Constant Contact's digital marketing tools, all made to fast-track your success. Put the go in your 2024 goals with email, social, SMS, and customized marketing campaigns built for you in just a few clicks. Ready, set, go to ConstantContact.com and start your free trial today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Choose the models off on this Friday afternoon. We have pinch hitting for us this afternoon, even though I misidentified him earlier. It is the one, the only Scott Werman with us from, and I got to get this right, FanDuel Sports Midwest. How are you, Mr. Scott Werman?
I'm not Matt Pauley. I am Scott Werman from FanDuel Sports Network. I keep drilling that FanDuel Sports Network into my head.
I had Pauley on Monday, so that's my confusion.
We
split the duties.
Well,
I don't know. He's taking a little time off, you know, TV star that he is, right?
Gee, I'll tell you what, must be nice.
Hey, did the Blues actually win last night?
They did.
That's good,
took
though, right?
Took a shootout, but hey, they won. They needed it because they play a lot of road games coming up. In fact, seven of the next eight will be away from the Enterprise Center. And I guess one of the good positive things we saw this week from the hockey team was the fact of getting Robert Thomas into the lineup. I think it's a big boost. You can tell, and again, you and I talked about this before, Mark, is the fact that this is a transition period, but also transition period where you think maybe you can nab one of those last two maybe playoff spots. But when you lose a guy like Robert Thomas, it really shows, I think, how much he means to the team. And I think for the most part, the lack of depth that this team has at the center position right now. And I know coming in the wing sometime, he's with the Springfield team in the AHL in Dalibor Dvorsky. And this is one of their top prospects that they're very high on, that's essentially going to be the number two center. But right now, he was just kind of a mix and match of who was going to play center while Robert was out. So that's a positive sign. I guess the other positive, Mark, is the fact that Philip Broberg is one of those guys that they acquired with the restricted free agency from Edmonton back in August. And he started out like a house of fire, caught a knee, looked like what you could first tell was like, oh my gosh, you might lose this guy for the rest of the year. Thank goodness, 6 to 8 weeks, but he's already skating. And I know he's going to travel with the team. Maybe by the time we get past Thanksgiving and the lone game the Blues have at home for the next couple of weeks will be against the Philadelphia Flyers a week from Saturday. Maybe, possibly, Broberg can be in the lineup because there's no question he was your best defenseman. So you lost two of your better players for an extended period of time. Now maybe you can flip the switch here and start winning some games.
So I was just kind of trying to tool over the standings here to see where the Winnipeg Jets were. They've lost three games. They've just lost three.
Yeah.
I guess the Wild has only lost three games as well, right?
Yeah, Minnesota's played very well, yes. I know that Winnipeg is a good hockey team. I still think that they're going to come back down to earth. I mean, look at Nashville. And those that don't know, they went out and they got Steven Stamkos. They got Jonathan Marchessault. I mean, they spent some money in the offseason, Mark, and it hasn't panned out to this point because this is a team that a lot of people are talking, you know, if they don't get first, maybe second in the Central Division. Colorado's gotten off to a slower start, but we know that they're very talented. Dallas is also a very good team. This is a very, very good division. And Winnipeg obviously has been one of the talks of the entire NHL for the first almost 2 months of the regular season. But I still think they're good, but I think they're playing a little bit above what they're capable of. But yes, Winnipeg has just gotten off to one of the hottest starts we've seen in a long time.
Can I ask a stupid question? Because I'm really good at asking stupid hockey questions. But as I peruse the standings here, and I'm looking at the Western, it says, you know, the Jets, the Wild, the Stars, the Avalanche, the Blues. And then it says Hockey Club. And then it says Black Hawks and Predators. Who is Hockey Club? What am I missing?
Utah.
There? Oh, that's so
the Utah Hockey Club.
That they just call themselves the Hockey Club?
Yep.
How did I not know that? Sue, did you know that?
I heard it recently.
Okay.
But I was not strong in my knowledge, if that helps.
I don't feel so bad. I did not know that.
Help them out, Sue, like always.
I know. Well, I mean, I will admit, while I enjoy watching the games, hockey's not, you know, something I know
a lot about.
You could lock me in a room and ask me to explain line changes and I'd never get out.
So it's interesting because I know when Utah was originally the Arizona Coyotes and they made the move, that they had this public thing going to, hey, name the nickname of the team, and they just went kind of via, you know, soccer is always
right.
Like, you know, City SC, FC, blah, blah, blah. And this is what they've decided, which I kind of think is kind of interesting to say the least.
Interesting is a good word
for it. Maybe it changes.
Yeah. Any thoughts about Mizzou tomorrow?
You know, I think, actually, a real quick story. I went to the Oklahoma game, and it was honestly, Mark, the first time I've been to Mizzou in almost 10 years.
So
just going through downtown and the campus and then going to
Stadium
Field was like, oh, it's awesome. Absolutely awesome. In fact, me and my buddy, we left after the fumble recovery for a touchdown with 2 minutes left, thinking, they're going to lose this game. And obviously we know that they came back and won. I think the biggest difference you're going to see is, and we saw it last week, unfortunately, a tough, tough loss. But Brady Cook definitely makes a difference at the quarterback position, even though we know that Brady is not at 100%. I know he's likely to play tomorrow, which I think is huge. Mississippi State is a team that's down this year. So maybe you can rack up some points in the first half or so and give him a little bit of breather and get ready for that last game at home for senior day with Brady Cook and against the Arkansas Razorbacks. But there's no question. I remember, I think you remember, I used to do the Rams broadcast when they were years ago. And Jim Thomas and I were standing there talking to Mark Bolger. And this is kind of when the Rams were kind of starting to really go down their slides. It was like 07, 08. And Mark always said, he's like, look, you know, I've done this for a long time. He said, you know, when things go good, the quarterback is, you know, like the king. He goes, I think quarterbacks, while it's an important position, I think they get too much of a pat on the back when things go well, but I think they get too much dirt kicked in their face when things go bad. And point being is there's more than just the quarterback for a team, especially from an offensive standpoint. With all that being said, I think there is a definite change when you see Brady Cook on the field and you don't see him off the field.
Absolutely.
And I don't know what it is. I don't know why this other kid went to Notre Dame and Arizona State and you think he'd be all right. But I mean, they just have no efficiency at all when he's under center. The other big part, I think, last week that also helped the offense was that Nate Noel was in the backfield. I like how that kid runs, man. He just runs north and gets after it.
Well, that's the irony, too, because we thought that the run game would be, that was going into the season, the thing I think this Brady Cook was most concerned about after last year. And, you know, that's been pretty solid. I'd like for them, even though we're out of the CFP, I'd like for them to finish strong. And you could really have a fun game. Arkansas is a decent team closing out next weekend, but you got to win tomorrow. And I'm planning on heading up on Saturday. And then, you know, you see what happens. I saw some rumblings. I think someone in the Post today was talking about maybe a KU or an Illinois bowl matchup, which would be kind of fun for a rivalry, right?
Yeah, I think it would be awesome. You know, I think we're going to start playing both those teams interchangeably with the new schedules that are going to come out non-conference-wise, which I think, honestly, Mark, even if the Tigers were healthy and they would have close to run the table, I think because of their weak non-conference schedule, I think Tiger fans would have been upset because they potentially could have been on the outside looking in if they were in that playoff hunt, because I don't think their non-conference schedule is very strong.
My guess is we would have been.
Yeah,
the one thing that propped that up is that Boston College ended up doing a little bit better maybe than we expected. And then Vanderbilt, of course, the strength of schedule improved as we went along. But look, I think you're probably right about
that. That's in conference.
Yeah.
I'm talking non-conference.
Yeah,
you've
got
to strengthen up that non-conference schedule.
Warman, thank you so much. You have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, Mark and Susan.
All right, we'll talk soon. Keep on rocking me, baby. Keep on rocking me.
keep on rocking me, rocking me, rocking, baby, baby, baby.
Get more at 971talk.com.